The Dana Cortez Show podcast begins now.
My mom and my dad, stepdad Adolfo, but I feel like he's my dad, they're coming for a visit. Ooh. Is this a good thing or a bad thing? Good morning, it's the Dana Cortez Show. My name is Dana Cortez.
DJ Automatic. I go by Anthony A.
I think this is a really good thing.
I love when your mom visits.
I do too. She's something else.
She puts you in check.
She spoils you. That's why, Otto.
There you go.
You better make this for him and you better do that for him. And I need a lot of positive energy because my mom's cancer has returned. We found out earlier this week, and oh, I was so mad yesterday. I was so off and angry. And then I thought, you know what? She's got an appointment next week with MD Anderson. MD Anderson is one of the best cancer treatment centers, not in the U.S., in the world. So if you're going to get cancer, hey, at least you might as well have an appointment
with MD Anderson. Going to the best place to take care of it.
I got to stay positive. So what I need from people is some real good positive energy. I believe in that. You know, yeah. And I want her to remain positive because she's been going through this for almost 3 years and we were so happy everything was good. And
I thought we were
going
to be clear of this.
You know, when we went to take her to the doctor, Otto, because it was found and the way the cancer started, remember, this all started from a prescription drug. If you want to know what the prescription drug is, you can hit me at Dana Cortez on Instagram because maybe your parents or grandparents might be taking it. I will tell you what it is so you can have them get off of it immediately. But the doctors did tell her, hey, look, you're cancer free. We're not going to do a round of chemo or radiation because if it does come back, we'll do it and it will be, what's the word I'm looking for?
More effective.
Yes, Otto. So that is very helpful to know.
Yes.
That being said, my mom being in my casa house, I got to be on my best behavior.
Especially now.
Oh, I got to make sure everything's clean. I got to make sure I cook for her and Adolfo, my dad. And so I don't know how you feel about people staying with you. I'm good with it.
You guys have a one bedroom, right?
No, we have two.
Oh, two bedroom.
Oh, yeah, if it was one bedroom, now Mama have to get sick or not. We're getting her a hotel. We're getting her a hotel room. But it's a split. So we're on one side. Yeah. They'll be on another.
Two bedroom makes it a little bit more sane. At least for me and my family, and we are not at all come stay with us kind of people at all. If it's my mom and my stepdad, definitely a hotel room situation for sure.
You never ask them to stay with you, though?
No, nor do they ask if they can stay with me. I think it's kind of understood that.
It's kind of how it is in my family, too. I mean, can you think of a time where my mom and dad stayed with us?
You're right. Never once did your dad and mom spend the night with us. Why?
Personally, I don't love staying at other people's houses. I'd rather have my own room, my own space, somewhere I can retreat from that space.
Which is why we got the split. That way my mom and Adolfo can go to the other side of the apartment.
I don't mind your mom being there at all, though. I want to make that clear because, like I said, she puts Dana in check. And then on top of that, for some reason, I just feel like she just cooks better when her mom's there.
Oh, I have to show out. And then Otto did say something yesterday. He said, hey, she has a home with us and she's welcome to stay as long as she wants.
That's
during
lovely.
This time. That was beautiful.
I've said with you guys before too. Remember when we all went and interviewed Cheech Marin and you got that instead of getting hotels,
had the brilliant idea
to get this like Airbnb from 1970.
I was like,
is this a refurbished Michael Myers house? This thing looks crazy.
Expensive still.
Don't worry, Otto. There's some critique coming your way, too. You are a loud slammer of everything. It's a door. It's a cabinet. It's whatever. I'm like, oh.
I'm just loud, period.
Yeah, dude. Bop. I'm like, all right. I guess we're getting up now.
When he's up, whole house is up. All right, what do we have for National Day, Anthony A?
All right, we have National Video Game Day.
Ooh, I love playing video games. We don't have a video game console at the house.
No, I got rid of my... Well, it got stolen, and then I just never replaced it. And reason being is I'm a much more productive person when I don't have an
entertainment. Yeah, you and GTA spend 14 hours together. We can't have any of that.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
I have a question. If someone wrongs you and you have a chance to get revenge, should you? So why am I asking that? Because Aubrey and Nicholas, they were engaged until today's down on the DM. She was pretty sure that he was talking to somebody else. She just needed that.
She caught him with secret apps on his phone. Man.
The widget, the whole thing, he's hiding things. You know what was really sneaky about this? I called him, pretended to be this lady, and he's like, I can't this next weekend, but I can the following, because it was the weekend of his wedding. Nicholas, what's
he's
wrong with you?
He's setting something up for the weekend after his wedding. So there's levels of dirty, and that is
diabolical.
Filthy.
So it went down to the DM. Here's how it all played out.
I have known about this over a week. I just needed some confirmation. And since we are confirmed, guess what is no longer confirmed? Our honeymoon. Because I have rebooked it.
What about our wedding? Are we really married next week? We got family. We got friends. Everybody flying in. For this? Are you kidding me?
You don't have to worry about that.
Do you know how much money I've spent on this
so far? Get little thank you notes tomorrow with a screenshot of your nasty messages.
God.
And some of them will probably arrive by tomorrow.
She's going to shame him. Man. She's going to embarrass him. And I think, honestly, she has a right to. That's my opinion. Now, will she feel better about it? Yes. Is it worth it? Maybe not. I've done the revenge thing before. I had a couple of women when I first started in radio that I really looked up to. And they were always kind of mean to me, but I didn't care because I was like, you know what? I got to pay my dues. Mm-hmm. I have to earn their respect. And they invited me out one time. And I was like, oh, finally, you know, I'm be part of the crew. And then they left me. 40 miles out of town. And here I am with single mom. Remember, I had my first daughter, Kirsten, at 15. So I started working really young.
They left
young.
You with your baby?
I didn't have my baby. Oh. I didn't have a baby. I didn't have a cell phone, nothing with me. They just left me at this concert that we all drove through. And luckily, there was a friend of mine there who gave me a ride back into town. And I remember I was so upset because the whole way there, they were making fun of me and kind of backhanded compliments. And then when they just disappeared on me, I didn't know what I was going to do.
So they literally like planned leaving you there.
Yeah, I think so, Autumn. I do. I think so.
And then
knew I didn't have a cell phone because I couldn't afford one. I had just started in radio,
Did you get revenge on this?
I did. I did something really bad to them, to both of them. And
what'd you do?
I can't tell you that. I will never, ever tell you. But what I will say, Otto, is that for a second it felt good, and then it just festered. It festered like a blister. It festered like a wart. I hated the way that I felt afterward. I hated the way that I made them feel, and I was ashamed of my actions. And I prayed. I really prayed to God. I said, please forgive me for doing this. I don't feel better. And if you get me past this point, I will do everything I can in my power to help women in this industry because they didn't help me, I promise. And here I am. So I did not feel, for that second though, I was like, good, now you know. And then after I'm like, I don't like this at all. So I don't know if it's worth it.
I think that situation, I understand. I think maybe in the long run it was worth it because it taught you a very valuable lesson that you didn't
it
like
did
to do
teach
it.
Me. But you think that our girl here, Aubrey, needs to learn a lesson and hurt this guy, Nicholas?
No, I think she needs to speak her truth. And if her truth is sending out the wedding invites and following up with everybody who was invited saying, hey, he cheated on me, this is my story, this is my honest truth, this is what I'm experiencing, then by all means, go for it. It's not revenge, it's just telling people
I mean,
story.
It is kind of revenge, though, because his whole family's going to find out he's a dog.
Yeah, like, and that's just the honest truth. He shouldn't have cheated. I don't think it's revenge at all.
He not it's only cheated, planning to cheat, like, right after they got married. I think you said, Otto, you know, we first started talking about this, there's levels, and then there's this. It's like he's a serial cheater almost.
Oh, yeah. And he needs to be stopped. I think he should step up and say something.
And you think this is going to stop him?
Oh, yeah. Once he realizes how much money he lost. I mean,
all those deposits aren't coming back.
I hope she gets all the deposits back. Okay.
They ain't coming back. That's not the way this works.
What do you mean, Otto?
If you put a deposit for a photographer or for cake or for all the food, you're not getting
any
of that back.
They lost all that money?
Of course they are.
Oh, then my girl needs to do this. Yeah. Is revenge the way to go? Have you ever gotten revenge on somebody and felt bad about it or felt good about it when you're done? 877-730-DCS1. Also, if you cancel a wedding and you reach out to the vendors and you explain what happened.
There might be somebody who understands.
Shouldn't they give your deposit back? There's all kinds of combos we need to have when we come back.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Is it right to get revenge? And I'm asking because the down of the DM earlier, Miss Aubrey, she just knew that her fiance Nicholas was cheating. And I thought, no, it's got to be something else. There's no way. The wedding's this weekend. She's dead. It went down on the DM. So now she wants to tell the whole family. I'm telling everybody. I'm sending everybody thank you cards with your screenshots. Danae has thoughts on this. Hi, good morning, Danae. Welcome to the Dana Cortez Show. What are your thoughts? Is revenge the way to go?
Honestly, I would do the revenge. I just think that guys get away with way too much. I mean, at what point do women always have to be graceful and always take, like, the behavior and toxic shit? Done, you know.
Yeah. Why do we always have to take the high road?
That's not always the case.
No, it is the case.
No, it's not the case because I personally
have dealt with a lot in my own relationship, and I give grace and I forgive. But like, it takes something drastic sometimes for men to truly change, and some men do require that. Maybe this guy needs a wake up call. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't even think about that. Anthony, you kind of teetered on that during the conversation earlier. Like, sometimes you just have to show somebody, this is who you are. And now everybody knows it. Are you proud of that? Like, you're literally getting married, and the next weekend you're going to sneak around?
Yeah.
We always have to take the high road, and I understand.
That's not true, though.
And I won't always say always. I think always, and, like, I don't like the term, like, every time or always. It actually really bothers me when my husband uses those terms, because I'm like, nobody always is a certain way. I just think that sometimes somebody really needs that true wake-up call. Like, it took something drastic in my relationship with my husband, and he finally woke up and is like, yeah, you're amazing.
You had to put him in his place.
Now.
You had to let him know.
Yeah, you have to create those boundaries.
Warning, guys, sure. When a woman is fed up, she's done.
Yep. Enough is enough.
I actually had a different incident, though, where I flew to Europe to go see my girlfriend at the time, and when I got there, I found out she was cheating.
Oh, Otto.
Yeah.
But when I came back, I cheated on her and made sure her entire family found out.
Honestly, though, I don't think that two wrongs makes a right. I don't think that you need to revenge cheat just because someone cheated on you. Like, I got cheated on by actually quite a few guys over the course of my life.
Gosh,
and
Danae.
I've never thought I want to be a cheater.
I did, and I felt better about it. Oh, my gosh.
I'm sorry, I did. I flew halfway around the world to go see this girl, and did I find out she had a boyfriend? No.
Otto, but you're saying that it's okay for you to do revenge, but not this girl?
Yeah.
She's not even cheating.
What about the double standard here?
Well, do you know what? Okay, we'll just leave it at that.
You have a leg to stand on.
I just Danae,
I love you, girl. Thank you. Bye.
Right. Love you guys.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Selena Gomez is marrying Bad Bunny? Wait, what is that? I know. I've got some crazy audio to play for you right now. But first, Anthony A., celebrity birthdays.
NBA Hall of Famer Yao Ming celebrating his birthday. We also have 2 Chainz celebrating a birthday. Drewski and Sydney Sweeney celebrating her birthday.
All right, so Selena Gomez is in the Emmy award-winning show Only Murders, starring alongside Martin Short and Steve Martin. And so they go on to Jimmy Fallon's The Tonight Show to talk about the new episodes and everything that's coming out. Of course. Of course, Jimmy had to ask about the wedding.
Selena, you're getting married soon. Yeah. Are you having fun? Are you having fun planning?
It's wonderful. I'm very lucky. It's going well. I'm so excited.
Yeah,
I'm sure our invites will arrive any day.
I was gonna say, are they invited to the wedding?
Of course they are. Marty's the ring bearer.
Oh my gosh, we are all so excited because we love this lady, and we love her fiancé, Bad Bunny. So, what?
Eddie Blanco.
One of the Bennies. Who knows? It's one of the Bennies. I'm sure a lot of people say that because although Benny Blanco
They look nothing alike.
They don't look anything alike, but he's very successful in his own right. Some of the biggest hits ever. But he's not the face of the music. He's the man behind the music. So I understand how people could think, oh, Benito, a.k.a. Bad Bunny. That would have been great.
No,
though.
Martin Short's is funny. And so is Steve Martin.
I know he's funny. But I hate to say it, but now I'm thinking, I would love to see Selena Gomez with Bad Bunny.
She's engaged. Why would you even say that?
She's
planning her wedding.
I know. I'm happy for them. But I never even thought of them as a couple. And that would have been cute.
I'm going to let you speculate on your own on that one.
That would have made a nice little Goya bean baby.
A little mixed baby. I don't even know if I'm supposed to say that. Selena Gomez has been through a lot. You know, think about it. It took her a long time to be this happy, and I am happy for her, all jokes aside. You know she was very hurt with her past relationships. We're talking a long time ago with Justin Bieber.
The Weeknd and the Justin Bieber
episodes. Yeah, and she dated quite a few people. She much like her BFF Taylor Swift, she had to kiss a lot of frogs to get to her prince. And people are always making fun. Poor Benny Blanco. He's not even good looking. He's a sweet guy, and he listens to her. And that's all you should care about. What you have in common, what you can, you know, your best friend, you can tell they get along. He loves his mother so much, you know he's going to be a good husband.
Nice, dude. You're doing a lot of PR recovery from doing that whole hypothetical wedding of Benny.
Oh, Anthony!
Bad Bunny.
The Dana Cortez Show podcast.
Picture this, you're speeding home, okay, you got to get home to your kids, and the cop pulls you over.
Oh.
So what do you do? Well, you threaten the cop, of course. No, that's not what you do. That's not what you do, but that's what this woman did. Take a listen.
I saw you were 59 and a 45. Do you have your registration and insurance with you?
I don't know. Why are you being a jerk? I haven't.
I'm not. You are. I requested something that you're required to give me.
You're an
Why are you calling 911?
How? County.
Yes, I have a cop that has been pulled over. He's being a major jerk. Is there a way I can get another cop?
Ma'am, I cannot call the cops on an officer.
Okay, listen. It gets worse because at this point I'm thinking, okay, he's going to give her a ticket. She's going to get to go home. Calm down, lady. No, she gets even crazier.
Here's your driver's license back.
Give me my and I want your supervisor.
Okay, they're on the way.
I have to get home to my kid. You have me pulled over for nothing. Now let me have
I don't have pulled over. I have you pulled over for speed.
I have a kid to get home to.
Okay, then lower your voice and I'll give you
your
ticket.
Oh, my God. Give me my ticket.
You'll go to jail. You pull away, you're going to go.
Stop. You pull. Give me my ticket.
Step out of the car.
Please,
step out of the car.
I have asked for a supervisor.
You're on the way. You'll get
why are you yelling at me?
He just tried to take off with his hand in the vehicle.
You will get a supervisor now. You're going to jail.
Can you please stand?
That was the sound of the car door slamming with her in the back of the cop car. You know who's happy right now? Her kid, because nobody wants that around.
Nope.
Oh. Mommy doesn't have to come home. What is wrong with this woman?
Go,
I would never talk to a police officer like that, ever.
And, you know, if there's one thing you could threaten a police officer with is, I got to get home to my children. She was a little bit good out the gate, and then she just went over the top with it. That's going to get the cuffs put on you, dog.
You could have said, I'm in a hurry. You know, I'm on my way home, officer, my child, blah, blah, blah. No, you're screaming at the man.
So I'm going to give you guys my perspective, okay? So as a white guy who grew up in a Mexican neighborhood,
okay,
I knew not to talk to the cops a certain way because you could get beat up. But
then when
I got to college, I obviously made some white friends. And one time I was with this white dude and we got pulled over and he literally talked to the cop just like this. And I was like, bro, you're going to get us both beat up. And he was like, don't worry about it, man. He shouldn't have been pulling me over anyways. We're okay. Don't worry.
What did he pull him over for?
For having a pink bug.
Oh, no.
A pink Volkswagen?
A pink... Yes.
Is your friend dealing Avon or what is he doing here? What are we doing here with this? I don't even know they have these. Pink Volkswagens?
He didn't take your friend to jail, did he?
No.
Because the pink bug is punishment enough. That's
just
why.
Two dudes in the pink Volkswagen, dog.
We'll be right back. Don't move.
The Dana Cortez Show Podcast.